Cody. Guess who this is?
Who?
You guessed Henry Kissinger. You're wrong.
Why?
You guessed Mahatma Gandhi. You're wrong.
Why?
If you guessed Billy Preston, you're
Why?
Wrong. And if you guessed Oscar Mayer,
Why?
You are definitely wrong. This is Martin Zender.
Ooh.
That's right. And you are at Zender Talk, broadcasting to the world on www.martinzender.com. Hey, one of the main distinctions between the gospel of the circumcision and the gospel of the uncircumcision is that in the gospel of the circumcision, you have to come through Israel. Nobody gets any blessings unless they come through the chosen nation. That was the deal with Cornelius in the book of Acts. Remember, he had to call Peter. Not so with the gospel of the uncircumcision. We have access with confidence to God himself, to the throne of God with no intermediaries. What a day of grace, what a day of salvation this is. Let's go to Romans chapter 11. Because, you know, in the book of Acts, we see the kingdom, which was proclaimed as being near. Well, we see it backing off. We see it not coming. And we see some bad things happening. We see Peter going off to Babylon. James is killed. Where's the kingdom? It didn't come because Israel turned it away. The chief priests rejected it. And so, well, the kingdom ain't here. Look out your window. It ain't here. So what was the state of Israel? Paul deals with this in Romans 11. What's going to happen to Israel? Does God not thrust away his people? Verse 1. No, may it not be coming to that. God is not going to thrust away his people. I'm going to give you guys a secret today. You're going to get a secret of God. Not many people know this, but you're going to know it by the time this show's over. What happened to Israel? Verse 7. What Israel is seeking for, this she did not encounter. Yet the chosen encountered it, but the rest were callous. Now remember, when the kingdom comes, it's not going to be a good Israelite here and there. The kingdom involves the whole nation of Israel. Israel as a nation has to turn back to God. But God gives them a spirit of stupor, verse 8. Eyes not to be observing, ears not to be hearing till this very day. So people think that's the end of Israel. Not the case. Verse 11, I'm saying then, do they not trip that they should be falling? May it not be coming to that. In their offense is salvation to the nations. Guess what, people? If Israel had not rejected Christ back there in the first century, then the gospel of grace, God's revelation of grace would not have come to you. That's a fact. Look at verse 12. If their offense is the world's riches, and their discomfiture, the nation's riches, how much rather that which fills them? That's right. For if their casting away is the conciliation of the world, this is a key verse. Look at verse 15, Romans chapter 11. If their casting away is the conciliation of the world, what will the taking back be if not life from among the dead? That goes back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I told you that God is now conciliated to the world now. How did it happen? Because Israel has been cast away. You see, Israel was a boiling pot in the book of Acts. Things were really happening. But they rejected the testimony of the Holy Spirit, and God put the nation Israel on the back burner. Put it on simmer, on the back burner. That's what Paul means here when he says casting away. They're not permanently cast away. Remember, they trip that they should be falling? May it not be coming to that. The nations are going to provoke them to jealousy. That era has not come yet. But right now, God's conciliated to the world. This is the era of grace I was telling you about on Monday, the most acceptable era, the day of salvation, of salvation. And while Israel is simmering on the back burner, God is at peace. But when he starts dealing again with Israel to bring them into the kingdom, then he is going to come down hard, because that's what it takes to bring Israel around. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. They're a stiff-necked people. Hey, that's not me talking. That's the scriptures. They're obstinate all through the Bible. There's only a few rare exceptions of faith, but as a whole, they don't get it. Well, we just read that God gives them a spirit of stupor. They're calloused. He gives them a spirit of stupor, eyes not to be observing, ears not to be hearing till this very day. But look what he's going to do with them in Romans 11:26. Arriving out of Zion shall be the rescuer, capital R. He will be turning irreverence from Jacob. But you know what it's going to take to do that? It's going to take hailstones the size of Volkswagens. And the day of indignation is coming to adjust Israel. It's for Israel. It's to bring them to the end of themselves. Because, oh man, oh yeah, oh the whole thing is that God is going to make an impression on the world, but especially His people Israel. But that day is not going to happen until this day is finished. And this day is not going to be finished until God withdraws His ambassadors. Man, that is a great truth, and I'm going to talk about that Monday. We're ambassadors of Christ declaring peace. But when the lightning bolts start, God isn't going to keep His ambassadors of peace around. It's an entirely different administration coming. The administration of God's indignation that is going to adjust Israel, bring her to an end, to the end of herself, so God can inaugurate an era of peace with true Israel. Now that's a mouthful. I hope you get it. Tomorrow's Frothy Friday. Leaving down no matter what the clergy say, I'm Martin Zender.